With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Someone should resign. That was the message delivered yesterday by members of a congressional oversight panel looking into the drinking water crisis in Flint. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder testified, along with EPA Chief Gina McCarthy. While there seemed to be general agreement that someone should lose their job, the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta says Republicans and Democrats disagreed on just who that should be.
In his grilling before the committee, Governor Snyder acknowledged the state's mistakes in the lead contamination crisis, but he also blamed the EPA and others while defending his administration's response.
I took immediate action. As soon as I learned there was a lead issue, we started issuing filters to people.
Congressman Matt Cartwright, a Democrat, was having none of it.
Governor
Snyder, I wish more would have been done.
Plausible deniability only works when it's plausible, and I'm not buying that you didn't know about any of this until October 25th. You were not in a medically induced coma for a year. And I've had about enough of your false contrition and your phony apologies.
Cartwright was one of many Democrats on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee who called on Snyder to resign. For his part, though, Governor Snyder says that is not on his agenda.
I'm grateful to have been elected to serve the people of Michigan. I understand their anger. I've been humbled by this experience. And I'm going to make Flint and every community in Michigan a better place to live. We have a lot to learn, and we have a lot to do.
Snyder says he first became aware of the lead contamination of Flint's water in early October, even though many of his top aides knew there was a problem earlier, and some had serious reservations about turning to the Flint River as a source of drinking water. But it was the failure of state environmental regulators to ensure that corrosion control chemicals were used that actually caused lead to leach into the water. Snyder blamed that on, quote, career bureaucrats who put technical compliance with the rules above helping people.
I get so mad that I never should have believed him.
Ranking Democrat Elijah Cummings said the episode represents a failure of Snyder's vision of government that's run a lot more like a business.
There's no doubt in my mind that if a corporate CEO did what Governor Snyder's administration has done, he would be hauled up on criminal charges. The board of directors would throw him out, and the shareholders would revolt.
While Democrats attacked Snyder, Republicans took aim at EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, many saying she should quit because her agency was too slow to act once it became aware of lead in Flint's drinking water.
You screwed up, and you messed up 100,000 people's lives.
Here's Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz taking McCarthy to task.
You take no responsibility. You don't think you did anything wrong. Right? You don't think there's anybody did anything wrong.
I already indicated that we could have worked more aggressively. Yeah. I wish we had.
Everybody's still playing the blame game. Nobody wants to take responsibility.
Nakia Wakes came by bus caravan from Flint to attend the hearings. While Wakes says she doesn't feel any closer to getting answers on what went wrong, she says she did get this out of her trip to D.C. She got to take a real bath at the hotel and drink water right out of the tap. I'm Rick Pluta on Capitol Hill.